This is 120 you seem to ignore. You're on Fréquence Mutine 103.8 FM Brest.
Juicy.
Juicy Lucy.
Make it juicy, Gwen. Make it juicy.
And this is a special show,
isn't it?
Dedicated to Rotor John Breaks, with also the
Faustine Robert.
Yeah, Faustine Robert. Absolutely him.
So juicy right now.
Make it juicy, Gwen. Come on.
Ask us something rude, Gwen. Ask us if we like chicken. Or turkey.
Rotor, let's speak about the tours. Why are you touring so much?
I'm touring hard because that's what I have to do. That's my mission.
Right.
You know? I have children. I have 10 children.
Yeah.
I have 3 wives.
3 femmes. 15 enfants.
Therefore, I have to work hard if I want to. If I want them to live, well, I've got to work. I've got to play each day.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do, Gwen.
Okay, so that's the main reason.
No,
that's the second main reason.
How is it possible to do it like this?
Do it like this.
I mean, to have maybe, I don't know, 3-4 shows in a week.
Oh, that's not a lot, Gwen.
Really?
3 or 4, that's not a lot.
You should try 3 or 4 shows in the same hour.
No, I've been doing... I was in Paris last month, and I've been playing... The last day, I took, like, 4 shows in a single day. That's right.
How is it possible?
Because I travel light. Mm-hmm. You know? I just have my kick drum, my snare drum, my guitar, my amplifiers. And that's not a lot to travel with. So, I can play in a pub. I can play...
In a car.
I can play in your bathroom, Gwen.
Really?
I could do it.
I think the acoustic is quite nice in it.
Mm. I don't like the reverb in your bathroom.
Well,
depends if you run the bath. This water absorbs some of the echo, making a more harmonious ambience for the guitar amplifier.
I like the way you talk.
I like the way you walk.
Okay, just to continue on this topic, how is it working for the organization? You have some people looking for the dates.
I have loads and loads of people working for me.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of people.
No.
Like 4 people working for me right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very dull people.
They account for a lot, you know. Each one of them is doing like 1,000 people's work. Each and every day.
Imagine that. They built the Suez Canal, these people, man.
And while they were building the Suez Canal, they were building the Panama Canal.
At the same time.
No, man, that was not true.
No, that's true. They work a lot. They work real hard. And I just can't disappoint them. No, I have to work harder and harder.
Okay.
And harder.
How many concerts this year? Do you know?
We'll end up like with 80 concerts this year. 80.
80.
Yeah, not 18, but 80.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Quite a big number.
No, that's true.
Is that really true?
It's real.
It's bullshit.
No, that's true.
He's lying. It's 80. It's 79.
Okay. What about Rotor John Breaks playing with a band?
That will happen.
Just pulled that question out of nowhere.
No.
If I ask this question, it's because I've heard something. It's not completely gratos.
Well, I can tell you that some way, somehow, we'll be working on an extended version of the show, because I'm sure and I know that at some point, well, being alone won't be enough anymore. Because people, they can see me once, like it. Twice, still like it. Mm-hmm. When they see you for like 4 or 5 times, in the end...
Okay. They love it.
They get bored. They get bored. And I think at some point I'm going to get bored too. So, at some point I will have to expand.
You mean that it's a natural evolution of the project?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because there is a kind of evolution compared to what we said 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, mm-hmm. you know, things change, Gwen. People change.
Of course.
And I've realized that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know
that,
well, I'll be making a new album in 2010.
That's
now,
right.
I'll be touring after the release of that album. But then, I might just stop everything. But until then, I have to make sure that we keep the dynamics working for us.
Dynamics.
Yeah. And that implies having people playing with me.
Des gens dynamiques.
Okay, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of...
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
An abstract.
I was just listening to this fantastic jazz song that you've been playing for the last 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's great. Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, it's not a question. Please,
I don't really understand why I'm here. I thought you wanted to interview me and Rota was an invite. You know, I mean, do you know who I am? I have to support this shit. You know?
Do you realize?
I turned down Nagi. I turned down fucking Nagi.
Of course.
To come here.
Of course,
as
I did.
As a favor to you because you gave me a badge.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know that, but I know that by doing this,
Gwen? Do you know that?
I was creating a situation.
Do you see how we spoke fast there for almost 20 seconds?
Let's
slow down there. Slow down because you probably just woke some people up, you know? Keep it.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry about that.
I think we have to keep that steady, low.
That steady, low,
rolling,
depressing rhythm. It's inspiring me.
What's coming next, Gwen?
What's next, Gwen? What's the next?
No, I just wanted Robin to make a short resume of the... Of last road.
A resume en français? Okay, yeah. Okay. Attends. 80 dates cette année, beaucoup de dates l'année prochaine, album 2010. Dynamique.
Yes.
4 personnes, très grand, très dynamique. Brie.
What else is that?
Camembert.
No, Brie, you said Brie.
Sticky.
I said sticky, camembert. You said Brie.
Okay,
can we speak a little bit about...
Not really.
About the equipment.
A little bit.
The equipment stolen a few weeks ago.
You want to put the knife in the wound?
No, the revolver in the wound.
The revolver?
Yeah.
How about the revolver?
The one that is...
I revolve. I've been revolving.
The Beretta.
Hmm?
The Beretta.
Sorry,
not the Beretta. The Beretta.
The revolver.
It's an Italian gun. Not
all right. What you want to know?
Yeah. What happened?
Dove what happened? Dove si trova la chitarra?
Ma perché?
Dove si trova la chitarra e l'amplificatore? Dove si trova? È perduto.
È perduto.
Ma fa culo.
Completamente perduto. Ma sì, ma. Ma è pericoloso.
Pericoloso.
They start in Brest.
Piculous is toilet paper.
What?
Piculous. It's toilet paper.
Yep. It's pericoloso.
They stole his toilet paper. They stole his Italian toilet paper. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
There's no fucking respect in the world, man. Who steals a man's Italian toilet paper? Some bastard is wiping his ass somewhere right now on Italian toilet paper, and this man has to use... The Telegram. Sorry, West France.
That was the reason of the...
The reason behind the stolen equipment is mostly what you French people call the ponche.
Ah, right.
The ponche is a traitor. A traitor to mankind.
Le ponche is a traitor.
Because you have one glass of ponche.
And then you have 20.
And then you have 20. And after the 20th glass of ponche...
You're naked, dressed as a nun.
And you forget to lock the car.
Car, yeah.
And then you have a commando.
Commando.
In the streets of Brest.
Dans les rues de Brest, des commandos.
And they open the doors of each and every car in the street. Mm. And when they realize that the doors of your car, they're still open, then it's a rampage.
C'est sûr que les voleurs s'habillent que en haut de jambrex, parce qu'ils ont volé...
Combien de t-shirts?
20.
20 t-shirts. Donc si vous voyez quelqu'un en train de porter 20 t-shirts de Roger Jambrex, okay.
Call the police.
Yeah. Call 999.
Maybe it's a kind of parallel fan club, no?
Or a parallel universe.
I call that kind of people motherfuckers.
Fuckers. Yes. Can we say motherfucker on the radio?
Of course.
Can we say motherfucker and asshole and wanker and things like that?
Of course.
Oh, that's cunts. Cool. You can't do that in England.
Alright.
No. No.
Here it is possible.
Here it is possible, yes.
Possible it is.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say motherfucker just because I can say it.
No. Mm. Too easy.
To say what?
Motherfuckers.
No, we're not going to say motherfuckers. That's disgusting.
Ah.
I wouldn't say motherfuckers, not on the radio.
So, Gwen.
I suggest to have a piece of music now. This is your third choice, Rotor.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pain in My Heart from Otis Redding.
And hopefully it's not Pain in My Ass. Because Otis Redding never wrote that song, Pain in My Ass.
That's the boats in Brest. We're at the port.
No, it's Peruvian music.
No, because...
authentic Brest.
I feel, when that equipment was stolen, I feel pain in my heart. That's why I chose that song.
All right. Mm. So it's a completely linked to what we said before.
Everything is linked, Gwen.
Definitely.
There's no mystery.
Yeah.
It all has meaning.
Okay. So the next song is Pain in My Heart. It is by Otis Redding. It is 21:06 in the Dixies radio show.
Real late.
And it will continue.
Are you sure?
Not too long. I want to eat and I want to sleep. But I'm already sleeping. I've been sleeping since 2000. First time I slept with two men.
Pain in my heart. It's treating me cold. Where can my baby be? Lord, no one knows. Pain in my heart. Just won't let me sleep. Baby be, Lord, where can she be? And now the day has began to get tough. Said I want you to come back, come back, come back, baby.